New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman. Hey, Julian.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, buddy?
Just the usual.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. In early, you know, about to get this little lift in and then start the day off right.
What do you think about, we were just talking about a pregnant lady who's powerlifting. Where do you stand on that issue?
I just saw that on your Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, is that harmful for the child?
No, it doesn't, listen, that doesn't listen, seem
say,
to be.
Say what you want to say, J.E. Don't be a patriot.
What?
She's hot.
Okay. Elby thinks she's
listen,
attractive.
Not for nothing.
We're just she's focused on the next the CrossFitter.
The mom's looking incredible. The side view, awesome. She's in great shape. I mean, you know, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I mean, I guess. If it's not harmful for the child, I don't see no wrong in it, but...
What if she was able to outbench you?
That couldn't happen.
I mean... If she could, she could, but she definitely wouldn't be able to outrun me.
No, she can't outrun me.
We know that. What's your top bench? What have you maxed out at career wise?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like to do like single reps, but I'll do like 305 for, you know, 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, same here.
I'm not like.
Same here.
I'm not too big.
305 for 5.
So you can bench LB for 3.
That's pretty. That's
hey, so listen, not for nothing. Are you nuts in your throat because you're like the only receiver that Tom Brady has and Godson and Revis are going to be all over your S on Sunday? You fired up? You got to be ready. It's a great challenge for your career, right?
Definitely. You know, anytime you got some good competitors that you're going to go against, you definitely get fired up. You know, but it's not just Revis. You know, they got two safeties, Barron and Goldstein, that are, you know, aggressive guys. They got Black that comes in and done. They got, you know, Banks over on the other side, and they got Johnson that comes in the slot. I mean, they're all pretty good, and, you know, they're going to play at a high level. It's a, you know, a big game for them. They're two plays away from being 2-0, and, you know, we got to execute and stay on our P's and Q's, and, you know, or we're going to, you know, get our heads kicked in.
I was asking Logan Mankins earlier when he was on, and he was clearly not close enough to ever know, but is Revis a trash talker or no?
You know, I know Revis personally a little bit. He's a good competitor, you know. He'll get fired up, but, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say he's a trash talker, but, you know, he does try to dictate the tempo sometimes, and you know, it's always fun to compete against him, that's for sure.
Hey, you were one of the guys that Tom Brady may have gotten a little bit aggressive with when it comes to the body language that he was apologizing for. Do you feel like, we talked about it a lot on the show, and do you feel like that's bothersome? Is that frustrating, or do you understand that that's a part of the game and you like the passion?
You know, I love the passion.
Yeah.
You know, Tommy, he's a very emotional guy, and, you know, he's our leader, and, you know, he's played a lot of football. So, and, you know, personally, he's a great friend. So I know him pretty well, and, you know, he's gonna definitely be fired up during the game. But I tell you right now, you know, you wouldn't want anyone else in that situation.
Thank you for answering that way, because Spaz was all worked up and said it must be really frustrating to guys like Julian Edelman that Tom is John Adam and stuff like that, and you're saying it's not. You don't mind it at all.
I mean, it's kind of like when you go in and Spaz is just doing nothing like he usually does, and you yell at him.
I agree with you. It's the exact same thing.
I mean, you still love him.
Yeah.
Well, let's not go crazy, Julian.
It is pretty much the same kind of thing. All right. And nice to be at Gillette this weekend, right? I feel pretty good.
Always. It's always nice to play in front of the home team.
Yeah.
The hometown. And, you know, it definitely plays an advantage. You know, you're able to communicate a little more. So, you know, and you have your fans out there supporting you. So it's definitely it's going to be a fun weekend.
I wanted to ask about that. I think it was it Seattle and the Niners where the fan was able to whistle so loud that the players on the field thought that was the ref's whistle, LB? Is that
yes.
has that ever happened to you, Julian?
You know, I can remember that happening in Europe where people had whistles and stuff when we played in London.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't remember anything, you know, off the top of my head that it's happened in another place like that.
Can you hear anything? Like, if you're playing in a stadium and somebody's throwing something in your direction that's not nice, when you're being bullied by a fan, can you hear it? And do you ever acknowledge it?
You know, not really. We practice so much with, you know, loudspeakers going and stuff and all that stuff. You're kind of in the zone and you're worried about your assignment and what you have to do in that play. So, you're kind of focused in, so you don't necessarily hear it.
All right. Well, listen.
If it's a good rip, I remember. If it's a good zinger, you acknowledge it.
Nice job. I mean, there'll be some where you laugh.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, I mean, you took it there. That's funny. You know, but
you're like, good one. Well, listen, bud, I'm fired up for you, man. I'm so psyched. I'm a, you know, obviously we're friends, and I'm a big fan. And this is such a great opportunity and a great year for you. And tonight's a great test for you. And I'll be watching. Not tonight.
What's
Sunday.
He doing tonight?
Oh, we're gonna tear it. We're gonna tear it up.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I'm thinking of taking him to a strip joint. Get him all fired up.
All right, J.E. Thanks,
buddy. Sunday, babe. Sunday.
Good. All right, Sunday. All right.
Thank you. Okay. I'll see you guys.